This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, July 25, 2008. What goes around comes around. The scripture is Philippians 2, verses 19 and 22. I hope to send Timothy to you soon. He has served with me in the work of the gospel. Today's Bible reading includes a rather sobering statement. Everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. It seems a bit odd that Paul would write this because Timothy and Epaphroditus do not fit that description. Paul says Timothy takes a genuine interest in the welfare of the Philippians, and Epaphroditus is someone who almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life. These men clearly were not preoccupied with their own interests. Paul himself was also more concerned about the Philippians' well-being than his own. Did you notice how eager Paul was to send Timothy and Epaphroditus back to Philippi so that the Philippians would be blessed by their ministry? Both of these men were indispensable to Paul. In reference to Timothy, Paul writes, "I have no one else like him," and Paul calls Epaphroditus his brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier. We would understand if Paul wanted these men to remain with him for his own encouragement. After all, Paul was in prison while he wrote this letter. If anyone needed encouragement, it was him. But Paul's concern was with other people's walk with the Lord. In helping their faith grow, his own faith grew too. Perhaps our prayers also should include a lot more "help them" requests than pleas of "help me." Would you pray with me? Lord, we can easily become preoccupied with our own concerns and neglect the needs of others. Help us put others ahead of ourselves. Thank you for the joy of helping others. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.